now we're going to water our plant. Now, when you're placing it, make sure you place it on a patio, on an area of your garden that it's going to get at least 6 to 8 hours of sun. Another good thing is if you have to choose between morning sun and afternoon sun, choose morning. So here we have our plant. I'm going to get some water and I'm going to go ahead and water it very thoroughly, but I don't want it to be so hard that I displace the roots of the little basil or tomato. You notice that I've kept the soil a little bit down. If you put the soil too high, it's just going to go off the edge. So there's a reason to put the soil down a little bit like that. Now, you're going to want to water it like this, very thoroughly, so that it's going to get all the way through the bottom. Now, if you have this on a pot patio, you're going to want to water it till water is coming through the pot. So one danger that you might have, especially in the summer, say you didn't water your plant enough and it was really, really dry, and you come along and you water it. A lot of times what happens is the soil will actually pull away from the pot a little. So when you go to water it, the water seems to be going through the whole plant, but it's actually just getting into that little area, that little space, and going straight through the pot out the bottom. So you might have to take a little bit of extra care when you have a plant that's really, really dry, and take a little longer and very slowly water it so that you're sure that the water is actually going through the middle of the plant and not just down the sides. Yes, I think they're going to be very happy here. They're going to get a lot of sun. We're going to water it well. And I'm going to have lots of pesto and lots of tomatoes. So you're going to want to water your plant probably every day when the summer heat gets above 90 degrees. If it's lower than that, you probably can get by with every other day. But if you're not sure, come out and just move the soil and see what's going on. So I'm going to need to water it a little bit more. You see that sometimes it takes a little patience. If you keep the plant hydrated enough, what you're going to have is a very happy tomato. Sometimes when I'm watering a lot of pots and I have the situation where they're pretty dry, I will dry one, go to the next, and then come back around to the first one, so that it has time for the water to go through the whole plant. So another thing that we want to consider here is what kind of watering are you going to do? Hand watering is actually not the best kind of watering according to the research. And it's important when you water to get the water so it goes down all the way down the roots. And remember I said you don't want to overwater either. So you want to do a kind of watering that can go deep down and get into the roots, but not have to use it too much. So one of the things you can do is use these type of drip sprayers that you attach to your black tube. Use a little pipe and attach to it. When this sprays, you can adjust it so it only gets this little area. I have to use this kind because I have very hard water here, and this way I can move this back and forth if there gets to be a crusty white deposit on it. So I usually use this kind. Another kind that you can use is the drip irrigation that has the little openings in it along the tube, and you spread that out and turn that on. And one advantage of the drip irrigation is that it delivers a small bit of water drip by drip down into the roots. Now you would have to turn it on for a longer time, so that maybe a half hour according to the watering needs of your plant, and then it would drip down deep into the roots. Then if you put mulch on top, that's a very effective way to water in the summer. One of the disadvantages of using a drippy system is that salts can build up around the soil, and this can be very bad for your plant. So all you need to do is take a shovel or a hoe and cultivate around where you see that salty deposit. Now, you don't want to go too deep because you don't want to damage the roots, but that will help a little bit with that salty deposit. Handheld watering is not always the best, but if that's how you want to water, here's some tips to make it more successful. You can build up a nice little ring, about 8 to 12 inches around your vegetable to hold the water. Then you can water it with the hose, and the water will stay right around the plant instead of wandering off somewhere else that you don't want it to go. Another good thing is if you get water all around here, you're just going to have more weeds. So you want to make sure that you keep the water in this area. Now, you can tell that this is really good soil because you saw how quickly that water went through. It did not sit on the top. So we know we have some good soil here. If you're going to hand water, then I would suggest that you put this kind of a little ring around all your vegetables to keep the water in it. Thanks for joining me today in Gardening with Lucy. I hope that you'll be growing something good to eat in your garden today.